Vikings Country with John Sullivan on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Country with John Sullivan is presented by Dick's Last Resort Restaurant and Bar, located on the fourth floor at Mall of America. Fun for all and all in fun. Now, along with Minnesota Vikings center John Sullivan, here's your host, Mike Mussman.
The Minnesota Vikings are 4-1, and this is Vikings Country, ladies and gentlemen. Dick's Last Resort. I'm Muss, hanging out here with John Sullivan. How you doing, Sully?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. 4-1, man. This is out. I mean, could you imagine this kind of start? Yes.
Yes. As a player, of course, you imagine this kind of start, but at the same time, I'm trying not to get too high, and you're getting me a little riled up. You know, we're feeling pretty good, but at the same time, we've got to try to, you know, keep that in check, go out there, continue to work hard, focus on what, you know, we've done to get to this point, and keep it going, because nobody wins anything in the first 5 weeks of the season.
What's interesting and awesome is that you guys are, I mean, the last three games, three wins in a row, three wins as a team. I mean, every facet is playing well and doing what they need to do.
Yeah, you know, our defense has been out there, you know, just, I don't know if I can say it on the radio, just kicking ass. Since that San Francisco 49ers game, you know, we kind of had a gut check after, you know, the Colts. And we came out against the Niners. Defense played lights out. Offense got the job done. And then we've been rolling. And, you know, we've seen our special teams play well throughout, step up really in the Detroit game, score two touchdowns for us. You know, basically won that game for us. And, yeah, it's nice to have all three phases playing well. And that way, you know, we're all feeding off each other. We feel like everybody's, you know, everybody's holding it down. Sorry, I'm burping here from eating these delicious, you know, chicken fingers and French fries here at Dick's Last Resort. It's awesome. It's nice that I can get a little meal.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Great food here, too, by the way. We're here every Wednesday at 6:30, and that was just like an open of football that we just normally don't do.
Yeah, no, yeah. I know. That's like what I look forward to about the show is not talking about football that much, just BSing with you.
Yeah. But, what's your favorite and sexiest meat? Because here's the thing. There's a new costume that's out this year.
Yeah.
Because we can't have Halloween costumes unless they're sexy, especially for women. Got to have the naughty nurse, you got to have the French maid, and now apparently the sexy hamburger. There's a new costume that's there. So, to me, I don't think hamburgers are all that sexy.
No, they're definitely not sexy.
To me, sausage is probably one of the more sexier ones that you can really pull off.
I would think like a full tenderloin, you know, just because loin is in it. I mean, it's
right,
just,
right.
And it's got, you know, that same general, you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Same general shape.
Meatloaf might be the most unsexy meat.
I don't know, but at least it's like nice and warm and, you know, it makes you feel good.
It's the comfort.
It is comforting.
See, there we go. Bacon actually can be kind of sexy, too, I think.
It is. It is.
Because it goes good with everything.
This is not, like, the type of thing that I want. I don't want to really bridge the gap for me between foods and sexuality. You know, I'm already a lineman, a big guy.
Right.
And, you know, those two things need to stay separate in my life. Because if they blend, there's no turning back.
Yeah. The two worlds come together.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, the world, it completely implodes right there.
I'll be carrying a casserole up to bed every night. It'd be great.
You don't think that's sexy? I think it is, especially if you got a leopard print something on.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
My God, that was a horrible thought that just popped into my head right there. John Sullivan here with Vikings Country. Christian Ponder, he's just mean. He's mean.
What'd he do?
We're at Manny's.
Yeah.
We're at Chad Greenway's event.
Which was excellent, by the way. Anybody that came out to support Chad and the Lead the Way Foundation, thank you so much for doing that. We had a great time. Thanks to Manny's Steakhouse as well. They were incredible hosts. And, yeah, you know, we got after it.
He walks into the room. I'm just privately having a conversation with Brian Robinson, just minding my own business. It was delightful.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were talking about sexy meats. I can't remember for sure. But all of a sudden, Ponder walks in and he just goes, Muss, how come you look fat? That's his greeting.
Yeah, no, he's got no filter. And, you know, I mean, you just have to get to know Ponder on a daily basis. I mean, he's mean to me as well. He's constantly putting me down, telling me how hard I make his job and how bad I do my job. And, you know, it's just, he's the type of guy that he makes it hard to be successful. But, you know, we're, as a team, figuring out a way to overcome his put downs.
You know what I thought was interesting there is that you didn't defend the fact that I look fat. Thanks, John. Appreciate that.
Well, I told you that, I mean, he's doing that to everybody. You know, he's being just a mean guy.
Well,
definitely don't look fat. I mean, And you need to slim up a little bit, though, because, you know, we know that you won a big award this week. And, you know, come November, you need to be down in Nashville looking svelte.
Thank you.
I've also recommended to Musk that he buys a tuxedo instead of renting one.
I'll rent one. It's one award. It's one night.
Everybody in a rented tuxedo looks like crap, so you need to buy one.
Come on. So every groom looks terrible.
Yes, unless he buys the tuxedo. So, I mean, I've been in the wedding party a few times for my buddies, and I always look terrible.
You know what? I don't know what to do with this, because we won Major Market Personalities of the Year. Just, I'll throw it out there. Thank you. No, seriously. No. But the thing is, so we get this award. I don't know what to do with it. Because you get the award, and obviously it's going to be handsomely put somewhere right in the front of the house. We'll get some lights and beaming on it and everything like that. And, I mean, but then after like a month, what do you do with it? Where do you put it? I suggested putting it in the bedroom, and my wife said, "You didn't win an award for that."
She's knowing you, and I don't know you that well, but she's probably making a pretty good point. You know, you don't want, I'm kind of the same way. You know, like, I don't, not that I have ever won an award, really. But, you know, I have, like, pictures that were of Brett Favre that I happen to be in that are framed in my house. And I have nowhere to put them because I don't really want to, like, create a shrine to what I've done.
Right.
You know, that's kind of, like, creepy and weird. So, you know, that stuff's kind of collecting dust right now. So I do understand where you're coming from about awards.
Do you have, like, jerseys of friends of yours that are signed, you know, like, from Pro Bowl stuff and just from different...
You know, well, I've never made the Pro Bowl, but... you know, I have thought about getting other guys' jerseys at the end of the season, because if you're going to display, as a football player, if you're going to display memorabilia around the house, you don't want it to look self-centered. And really, I'd rather see, you know, Brett Favre's jersey on the wall or Ponder's, you know, the quarterbacks I've played with in my own. You know, I know myself, well, I want to be reminded of those guys, because that really is, I don't want to sound cliche and get all sappy, but that's what it's all about, you know. And that's what's nice about, not to segue into back to football, but nice about this team right now is the guys really do care about each other.
Yeah.
And
you can tell.
We're going out there and we're playing with each other. You know, we have each other's backs. If one guy throws down, everybody's getting into it, unless it's Harrison, like, beating up an official and then, you know, getting thrown out of the game. But, you know, we really do play for each other, and, you know, you want to reflect. That really does, you know, reflect itself.
No. Okay. There you go. That was touching.
That was uncalled for.
But so do you do it? It's like when you get married, you know, there's always that person that gets you something that's off of the registry. They get you that Mikasa bowl, which you didn't really want. But when they come over, you got to put it out. Mm-hmm. You find yourself where you're like, oh, crap, Jared's coming over. Let's take down the jerseys we actually have up on the wall and put up his real quick so that way he doesn't, like, feel bad.
You know, I'm not too concerned with other people's feelings in that way.
Yeah.
It is my home. So if somebody's coming in there, they can put up with it or they don't have to be there. But if my mom were to come by, I mean, obviously you have to take your mom's feelings into consideration.
Sure.
And I'll do whatever it takes to make her feel comfortable.
Aw. Yeah, look at you go.
Yeah, that's where the aw should have come in. Come on.
No kidding. Missing our cues over here. So let's go back to Ponder. He's endorsing Sheboygan. And how much crap have you guys given him? Because I think he says in the line about Sheboygan is that I what does it go again? It goes, I know a good sausage when I see one.
I was going to say, what's Sheboygan?
It's a sausage.
Oh, it's a sausage?
Yeah.
I'll give him crap now, but I didn't know that before. So thank you for...
You're welcome.
Thank you for giving me some ammunition for Ponder tomorrow. He definitely needs to be taken down a peg or two.
Yeah. So,
by the way, I'm kidding about all that stuff about Ponder. He could not be a better guy. Just to put that out there.
I figured as much. How about the new jerseys? There's been a lot of guys talking about the new jerseys and that they're pretty form-fitting.
Yeah.
And we've actually heard some offensive linemen, not you, that I've heard of, but some offensive linemen that saying that it's hard to look good in these new ones.
No, it's not just hard. It's next to impossible. I see the picture of, you know, Chad and Ponder and myself behind you, and I just look terrible. I can see my love handle expanding beneath my hand. And
doesn't anybody Photoshop anymore?
I know. Come on. I mean, I think that, but if they Photoshop a lineman, you probably make him look uglier. That's what people expect.
Right.
But, you know, it's a give and take, though, because you want to look good. You know, everybody says look good, play good. But at the same time, you want to be comfortable, especially as an offensive lineman. I've had uniforms in the past where, you know, I've gotten a little bigger throughout the course of the season and they stop fitting. And it's been hard to get in a stance and continue to breathe.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, because I've gained so much weight during the season. This was in college. So the Nike stuff that we have this year is incredible. It really is game-changing, especially the pants, just because they're so form-fitting and they're so loose in a certain way. They're tight, but they're loose at the same time. You have freedom of movement to go anywhere you want to go with your legs, and you're not restricted at all by them. But at the same time, they do hug onto you pretty well. So it's different from the old Reebok stuff. The Nike products are definitely better quality.
What is one thing that Percy Harvin is actually really, really bad at?
There's nothing.
There's got to be something. He's got to be like a terrible Jenga player. There's something that's out there.
No, I really don't think so. He's talented across the board in every single way. And
doesn't that make you sick?
It really does. Jealous.
Well, yeah, but
I'm just big. And I'm not even that big. I'm like one of the smallest big guys, so I got
Ponder
that going
makes,
for me.
Make fun of your ass?
Ponder?
Yeah.
No. He tried to say like his hand smelled once, but it was just ridiculous. Cause, no. I know people are eating. I'm sorry. But no, that's just not the case.
Okay. Not saying that you have a huge ass or anything like that, but I'm just asking if he would ever say, because it sounds like something Ponder would say.
You would think that you're insulting me when you say something like that, but they pay me to be overweight. I wouldn't be overweight if it weren't for football and the fact that this is my job.
That's a million-dollar ass is what you're
exactly.
saying.
Exactly. So when I sit here and I'm eating, you know, fried chicken fingers, yeah. I'm working.
Right.
I'm working to maintain my body.
That is outstanding. What a great regimen.
Yeah, thanks. And I'm one of the guys that needs to fight to keep weight on.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, so.
What a great problem for you.
Know,
oh, boo.
Sucks.
I got to eat donuts and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Every Saturday morning. Donut club.
Are you really?
Yeah, that's in our training room.
What's the all-time greatest donut?
You know, I'm a chocolate frosted guy.
Yeah.
Although I do like maple frost every once in a while, depending on the season. You know, the multicolored sprinkles. So for Halloween, you'll have the black uh-huh. and black and orange sprinkles. I do like jelly donuts. I prefer powdered sugar to, you know, regular sugar.
Yeah.
Pretty much all of them, though. I mean, I'll eat any of them. Let's not kid ourselves.
It's a man with $1 million ass, and he knows way more about donuts than any of you ever will, for crying out loud. This is how we cover it at Vikings Country here at Dick's Last Resort. We got a second segment coming up here, but by the way, check out the Vikings Locker Room store at Mall of America for the latest selection of official team merchandise, including the new Nike game jersey. It's form-fitting. It'll make you look sexy. Select Vikings merchandise is also available for a special discounted price right here in the back at Dick's Last Resort. So go and check it out while we're taping these shows. And remember, this is played back on FSN on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, but you're catching it live right now on FM 100.3, The Fan. Last Resort, Vikings Country. Another great crowd hanging out here, Mall of America. We are here every Wednesday at 6:30. The rotation goes John Sullivan, who's sitting next to me right now, Christian Ponder, and Chad Greenway as well. And we are 4-1 on the season. Minnesota Vikings looking great going in to take on the Skins this week. We'll get into that coming up here in just a little bit. I know, John, that you love crossword puzzles. That's your big thing, right?
I do, yeah.
All right. So I got one for you, okay? This one is 65 across.
Okay.
11 letters, starting with G. Okay. A mystical horn blown at the onset of Ragnarok, associated with the god Himmeldar and the wise being Murmur.
Gallahorn.
That is absolutely correct. Okay. Very nice.
Thank you.
I don't know how you pronounce it. That's how I really wanted to ask the question.
Is that right?
Is that how you pronounce that? That great big horn that they blow it before the Vikings game? Does anybody know? That Gallahorn? Is that how you pronounce it? Huh? Gallerhorn. Oh, I see. I have no idea. I just know we had to keep Randy Moss away from the thing, you know, because the thing's so huge. I'm sure that he probably was thinking, oh, I'm sorry, one of his homies who was driving his car ended up trying to see
him. No comment, Moss.
Hey, this week's scouting report is brought to you by Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Who is the best trash talker defensively that you have to go against, whether it's practice or throughout the seasons?
I don't know. You know, that's...
And do you get into it at
no,
all?
No, I don't get into it at all. That's the thing is, some people will try to talk trash. I remember in 2009, Justin Smith from the Niners talked a lot of trash. He like cheap shotted me a couple times, but I don't get into it with people because from my perspective, it's why do I want to, you know, get them all upset and make them play harder? And I'm still playing hard, don't
right.
get me wrong.
I still want to inspire them.
At the same time, people and players respond differently to hard play that's seen as fair and clean,
right,
as opposed to trash talk that, for me, just makes my job harder. In fact, I actually I think I told this story the other day. I don't remember if it was on the radio. But I cut Albert Haynesworth once.
Yeah.
And then apologized. It's like, hey, Mr. Haynesworth, I'm sorry. He's like 400 pounds at that point, and he wasn't fat. He's just an enormous human being. And I'm like, well, you know,
please don't eat
let
me.
Sleeping dogs lie. Yeah, he was just hanging out. He was content to just kind of play around a little bit, you know, walk around the field. So I was like, I'm going to keep him, you know, contained, and I'm going to make sure he stays happy, and I'll do my job that way. So however I could do my job is how I'm going to get it done.
But you're also calling formations, and you're calling set play, you know, plays up there. So I'm sure there are times where you're like, oh, crap, I had a really good line for that, but I had to call that the stupid linebacker's there.
You know, I actually, in this past game, I did start talking to one of the guys at one point, only because I knew that I wasn't blocking him. Load Holt was coming down on him. And I was trying to get his attention on me so that Phil could hit him right in the ribs without him preparing himself for it at all. And it worked.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
Nicely played.
Thank you.
Kickers are weird. We pretty much can establish that right off the bat. Chris Kluwe comes to mind.
Yeah. Blair's pretty normal, though.
I was just going to ask, is Blair normal at all, or is he just quiet for now, or not letting the weird out yet?
No, he's quiet because he's a rookie. You know, granted, he finds himself in a huge role. But I really respect how he's played so far this year. Obviously, hitting all those kicks over 50 yards is huge. But also, you know, rookies aren't supposed to talk very much. They're supposed to kind of keep their mouth shut, learn the ropes, you know, try to emulate one of the older guys at their position who's been successful. And, you know, Kluwe's the opposite end of the spectrum. He's a little bit, you know, extreme in how he goes about things. Although, you know, how can you not love Kluwe?
I know. Because you don't know what's going to happen.
He's just such a character. It's ridiculous.
So does that make – okay, so if you got a kicker and a punter, they're both, you know, kind of weird, and that's notorious for that. Does that kind of make Colin Loeffler then just weird by association?
Yes. As a specialist, yes, it does. But at the same time, Colin is kind of like Blair. You know, Blair's like a frat boy, Georgia, you know, and Colin's a really clean cut, you know, like senator hair from Texas all the time.
Heck of a good dancer, too, I find.
He's an excellent dancer.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're very, very similar in that way. You know, very clean cut, preppy, you know, lots of pastels, double popped collars.
Double collars? No, come on.
Every negative stereotype you could have about, you know, a frat kid.
Sweater knotted about the shoulder.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean,
I love it. We got John Sullivan here at Vikings Country here at Dick's Last Resort. You get to meet celebrities playing football. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like a cool thing that, you know, because it's weird because a lot of celebrities, especially musicians, they always want to be football players. Mm-hmm. And it seems like a lot of football players want to be, you know, celebrities because that looks easier.
Yeah.
But who have you met that you were like, that was pretty cool? And who also would you be like, all right, if there's any way I can meet this particular celebrity, I definitely want to do it?
You know, I don't know about, I don't really have like a meeting one particular celebrity, but this past summer when, not just because you won a CMA, right? It was CMA?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
You can mention that as many times as you like.
I'm going to talk about country music. I got a chance to go to, was it Brothers of the Sun?
Yeah.
Brothers of the Sun.
Tim McGraw, Kenny Chesney, Jake Owen.
Yeah, but I got to meet Jake Owen. He knows Ponder through some mutual friends at Florida State. I think Jake actually went there for a year or two.
Yeah.
So we got to meet Jake Owen. He could not have been any cooler. You know, just wanted to hang out. You know, obviously you're at an outdoor country concert. There was a little bit of drinking going on. But totally
those
awesome guy.
So much fun.
Yeah, he brought us back, you know, up backstage. We got to watch the show from behind there. And, I mean, being able to go out there and play music for that many people, and everybody's fired up. You know, sometimes at football games, people get down, and there's a lot of negative energy at times as well. At a country concert, everybody's just fired up all the time.
Right.
Everybody's like, oh, boo, I hate this song. Like, if you don't like the song, you just go get a beer or something.
Right, you never hear, or rarely do you hear a boo.
Yeah, I mean, nobody boos at something like that, so... he's a pretty cool guy. We really enjoyed meeting him.
You know, you mentioned that boo, and there was Matt Cassel who got hit and ended up getting concussed in Kansas City, and the crowd actually cheered as he was being pretty much carted off.
Yeah, that's messed up.
I mean, it's one thing to actually cheer for, okay, maybe when the backup's coming in, go ahead, cheer. But when the guy gets hurt, I mean, that's just a line that's crossed.
Yeah, I think, you know, the mob mentality takes over a little bit. People can take things a little too far. And I'm sure, you know, that as individuals, the people that were, you know, cheering for him getting injured, they're really not thinking it through like, oh, my gosh, this is someone's livelihood. This is someone's, you know, potential future health, you know, that we're seeing that's been compromised here. So you get a little bit of a pass because you get caught up in the moment.
Right.
And for a lot of people, you know, the NFL is an escape. So you go and you watch the game and you forget that, okay, Matt Cassel has a family. Matt Cassel is a real person. You know, if you were friends with him, you'd probably be pretty upset about people cheering about him getting hurt in that way.
Right.
So is it classless and pretty messed up? Yes. But at the same time, I think it's a little bit more understandable because people find themselves in that situation.
This week, you guys going in to take on Washington Redskins. They got RG3, arguably one of the better athletes in the entire league.
Yeah.
And coming off of a concussion himself, whether or not he's going to be able to play the full game, whether or not he's going to be 100%. But on the road's always tough. But against Washington Redskins, what are we looking for?
You know, I'm looking forward to playing in Washington. Obviously, we've won the last two times that we've gone there. I've only really seen RG3 as a fan because as an offensive player, we don't scout the Redskins' offense at all.
Right.
But I hope he's all right. I hope he's at full strength and that he's able to play. You know, I know that our defense would love a good challenge, and he's an incredible athlete. And, you know, I'm excited to go back there. It's a good opportunity for us to get to 5-1 and, you know, just continue to prove to ourselves and everybody else that, you know, this is a tough, physical, smart football team, and that's what we want to be, and that's what we're going out there looking for every single week.
London Fletcher's got to be, what, 58 years old?
He's
ancient.
He's unbelievable, though. He's unbelievable.
Only kickers stay in the league longer than he does.
I know. It's like Brett Favre.
Yeah, I mean, but that's a position that you really should not be able to
stay. I know. I mean, if you think about it, a guy like Brett playing quarterback for 20 years, they haven't, you know, you're not taking hits every single day in practice. A guy like London Fletcher, he's banging three times a week in practice, and then he's hitting on Sundays, you know, for the game. So it's incredible. He's a great player. They're a huge challenge for us.
John Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, everyone.
Dick's Last Resort, Fourth Floor Mall of America, 6:30. We do it every week here. Make sure you join us again to catch it on FSN at 11 o'clock here on Sunday. Vikings Country has been presented by Dick's Last Resort, restaurant and bar at Mall of America. Fun for all and all in for the fun. We have, I believe, Chad Greenway coming up next week, Christian Ponder in a couple of weeks, and by that time, I will no longer have a fat face. I hate HD, by the way. Why did they put a radio guy on HD?
It's messed up.
It's just messed up. FM 100.3, this is The Fan.